Hey there, need some peace today? You came to the right place. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is April the 30th. It's the last day of April. Wow. I can't believe, I don't know where this month is going, but I'm sort of, as a warm weather person, I'm excited about the fact that we are heading into May tomorrow. Today's a Tuesday. We're going to look at the Mass readings from today's Daily Mass. It's all about the peace of Jesus. You know, for those of us who are seeking peace, and I'm definitely one of those people who is very much looking for peace in a world in which peace seems to be hard to find, right? Amen. Can I get an amen on that? Because there's a lot of this. Look, this is a fallen world. We have problems in life. It's difficult sometimes to find peace. So therefore, Jesus gives us his supernatural peace. And it's a peace that is beyond all understanding, according to St. Paul. It's a special peace. It's a peace that doesn't depend on our external circumstances. Things don't have to be going well for us in order to experience the Lord's peace. That's why it's so special. That's why it's a supernatural peace. It's a gift that he gives us. So let's look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass. This is one of my favorite gospel passages. Really good stuff here. And a good reminder for those of us who might be struggling today, who might be looking for some peace. John chapter 14, verses 27 through 31. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." And I'm just going to stop it there for a minute and just emphasize the point that this isn't fluff. This isn't a wish. This isn't I hope you're doing okay message. This is Jesus literally giving to his disciples, that's you and me if we're followers of Jesus, if we're Christians, literally giving to us the gift of his peace. Take it, accept it today. No matter what's happening in your life, he is giving that gift of peace to you. Sometimes it's difficult for us to get in touch with that peace, with the Lord's peace. But just know that it's there. Take comfort in the fact that his peace is accessible and available at all times. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." And obviously, Jesus is speaking about his crucifixion. And he's basically saying, the people who are going to crucify me, they don't have any power over me. But I'm going to submit to them because it's the Father's will for me to die on the cross to redeem mankind. That's what Jesus is saying. He also mentions a very confusing line, "The Father is greater than I am." It doesn't mean the Father is more powerful than Jesus. It means that Jesus and his time on earth as in a physical body is limited. And that's basically how we would read that statement about the Father being greater. But I think the most important message that I want you to get out of this is that he's giving you his peace today. He's giving you his peace. But when he said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid," that implies that you and I, we have a say in the matter. We have some degree of control. We can't control how we feel, but we can control how we respond to our feelings. So if I'm afraid today, I can choose to say, "Okay, Jesus, I accept your peace," and then maybe open up my Bible, or maybe pray, or maybe go to daily Mass. Do something to accept that peace, to choose to not be afraid. Again, you got to do it sometimes ignoring the feelings, but to make that choice. Or say, "Jesus, I trust in you." That's a great prayer. "Jesus, I trust in you. No matter how I feel, Jesus, I trust in you. I know you love me, and I know that I have your peace available to me." Think about that. It's a great message. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.